Okay, thanks for the introductions. So I'm Gilyoung Cho from KAIST in Korea. And today I'm going to talk about the landscape of the topological quantum matter. So when I'm asked to give a talk at Perimeter Institute, I was thinking which topic I should give a talk about. So I did some search for myself, and this is the result. And among the various topics, today I'm going to talk about the duality and the topological phase transitions, which is my most recent interest. And I will come back to the other topics later. So this is the plan for today's talk. And in the first part, I will talk about the topological phase transitions, which will lead us to the much bigger picture, which is the landscape of the fractional Kummer effect. And in the second part, I will briefly discuss some of my future research directions. So let's start the first part. So one of the most important focuses of modern condensed matter physics is to find the emergent topological phenomena, meaning that we are looking for the systems where the classical intuitions are completely breaking down by quantum mechanics and many-body physics. So for example, before the rise of the topological phases, electrons, we expected to have only the trivial insulators where there is nothing topological. However, in the world of the topological phases, we observe the spectacular universal quantized responses as well as gapless azimuths, which are protected by topologies and symmetries, and also the fractional excitations, which cannot be composed of the finite number of the electrons. So because of these interesting phenomena, and as well as the real-life applications, much effort has been devoted to classify and to understand the topological phases. However, it's important to note that there are still several important open problems. And to see this, let's take an example, which is the quantum of system, which is the representative member of the topological phases. And the system has been the motif for various topological phases, such as spinlikes, topological insulators, and some bisemi model. And the quantum of system is one of the oldest and best understood topological phases. But surprisingly, for the fractional quantum effect, there are still some important open problems which are relevant to the general topological phases. So let's start with a brief review on the quantum systems. So quantum system is basically two-dimensional electric gas under the uniform magnetic field. So in such a system, I can count how many unifluxed quantum in the system, and how I can count how many electrons there are in the system. And by taking the ratios between the two numbers, I have an important number, which is called. And from the experiment, what's known is there are stable gap phases appearing at the odd denominator state. For example, the most famous state, which is the state at the filling one-third, can be pictured as the system of the electrons, where I have one electron per three flux quantums. And these states are famous for universally quantized responses, like the electrical conductivity, thermal hole conductivity, and some geometric responses. And they also support the fractional excitations and the topological orders. And they have been studied heavily, and many features are understood by now. But there are still some important open problems, and so we now visit what kind of open problems we have. So one of the most important open problems is the fractional quantum hole plot transition, which is the transitions between the quantum hole state. So here we have a global phase diagram for the quantum hole systems. So x-axis is the magnetic field, and y-axis is the disorder strength. And in this phase diagram, we have a trivial insulator, and also the integer Kolmogorov effect and the fractional Kolmogorov effect at the one-third filling and other plateaus too. And what's known for this phase diagram is if the two phases are sitting next to each other, like the insulator and the Kolmogorov state, then there can be a direct continuous phase transition. So let's take an example, which is the transition between the trivial insulator and the one-third fractional Kolmogorov state. Then if I want to study this phase diagram or transitions, it's important to remember that this insulator is the disorder-driven insulator, and the one-third phase is the phase born out of the strong correlations. So if I want to study the transitions between them, then it's the problem of the strong disorders, strong interactions, and change in topologies, which makes the problem extremely difficult to solve. And what makes the problem more difficult and more interesting is the conjecture called as super universalities, which states that all the plateaus or the plateau transitions belong to the same universality class, meaning that the critical exponents for the all the plateau transitions are same, independent of fillings. And this conjecture has been supported from some of the experimental data. And there is another interesting properties near the transitions, which is the particle vortex dualities. So here I have a data from experiment, which I have current and the vortices. And this dotted line is the ivory curve for the fractional Kolmogorov states at the one-third filling. And this solid line is the ivory curve for the trivial insulator. And you see that there is a sort of reflection symmetry between the solid line and the dotted line. And this reflection symmetry is basically the manifestations of the particle vortex dualities. And across the transitions, the current and voltage exchanges their role. And this is an incident that duality plays an important role in the topological phase. And the duality in the topological phases will be a repeating theme in today's talk. So fractional Kolmogorov plateau transition is the problem of the strong disorders and strong interactions and change in the topologies. And there has been no successful microscopic theory capturing all these properties, and the problem remains largely unsolved. And the second problem, which is important in the fractional Kolmogorov and the topological phases, is the gapless states appearing at the even denominator, like the half filling and the quarter filling and 1/6, et cetera. And at this filling, what's known is metallic states appear, and the nature of these states, as well as their field theoretic descriptions, are hotly debated. So let's take a look at the half filled state, which is the simplest state. And in this state, we have one electron per two arrows, or two flux quorums. And in this state, it's natural to work with composite fermion theory, which means I attach two flux quorums to the electron and define it as the composite fermion. Then after the flux attachment, you see that the problem of electron at the half filling maps to the finite density of the composite fermions without background magnetic field, which we expect to form the Fermi liquid. So in the end, we expect to have the Fermi liquid out of the composite fermions, which is named as the composite Fermi liquid. And Halperin, Lee, and Reed wrote down the field theoretic descriptions for this state, which is basically the theory of the electrons at the finite density, coupled with the electromagnetic gauge field and the internal dynamical gauge field, which has the self-transcendent terms. This theory is consistent with some experimental data, but suffers from some problems like the lack of the particle symmetry, which is the intrinsic symmetry for the half-field lambda level. And this symmetry plays an important role in deriving the new theory of the composite Fermi liquid, which is the Sohn's theory for the composite Fermi liquid at the half filling. And in this theory, the particle symmetry is encoded directly. And the theory is basically the Dirac fermions at the finite chemical potential. And it's coupled with some internal dynamical gauge field, A, without any surface transymmetries. So the new theory is basically the neutral Dirac fermion at the finite chemical potentials. And this theory received some support, the numerics, as well as the arguments based on the fermion-fermion duality. And this is another incidence where the duality plays an important role. And this theory has been generalized to other even denominator fillings. And the theory is just the theory of the neutral fermions filling up to the finite densities coupled with the internal dynamical gauge field without any self-transcending terms. And this theory has been written down based on some phenomenologies. And this theory is largely a conjecture, so it's not clear how to derive this theory or if it's correct at all. So for now, there are two theories for the composite fermilicate. One is the Harper and Lee Reed descriptions, where I have a theory with electron at the finite chemical potential, coupled with some dynamical gauge field, which has the self-transcendent terms. But there is another new description, which is conjecture theory, where I have neutral fermions at the finite chemical potentials coupled with the internal gauge field without self-transcendent terms. And it has been debated which one is correct or if they are actually different or same. So we'd like to shed some new light on these problems by considering the problems of the transitions between the trivial insulator and the chromal states. But we focus only on the changes of topologies and the strong interactions and ignoring the strong disorders, meaning that we are considering the clean chromal transitions. So we consider the clean chromal phase transitions, but with the help of the duality, have played important roles in the physics of a plot of transitions. So what's the duality? So duality basically is a statement that the two series, which are look completely different at their face value, are actually the same theory. For example, the particle vortex duality, which played a certain role in interpreting the data of the plot of transitions, states that the theory of bosons is the same as the theory of the interacting vortices. And when I map the theory of bosons to the vortices, the original boson is now mapped to the vortex. And this duality has been generalized to the much broader classes of theories as a result of the cross-fertilizations between the condensed matter physics and higher energy physics. And this is the partial list of references. And these papers concern about the series where we have a gapless matter field coupled with the transymmetric terms, which are the ready-made series for the topological phase transitions. And in this talk, we'd like to use the duality, which is the simplest duality, which is the fermion-fermion duality. And in this duality, we have a Dirac fermion where we have an electron in the Dirac spectrum. And in the other side, we have another Dirac fermion, but it is coupled with some internal gauge field. And this new Dirac fermion is electromagnetically neutral. And there are some evidences for this duality. For example, both of them share the same set of the symmetries, and they share the same set of nearby massive phases, and they share the same gauge invariant operator, which is basically electron, and there was an explicit derivation from quasi one-dimensional limit. But if you look at the duality, then it's like trading off a free Dirac fermion, which I know very well, with the interacting Dirac fermions, which I don't know much. So one can ask if this duality is useful for any purpose. And I will show that this duality is useful. And with the help of the duality, I will consider several problems, which are the integer Kolmogorov transition and its relation with the composite Fermilakis at the half filling, and the fractional Kolmogorov transitions and the composite Fermilakis, and relation between different descriptions of the fractional Kolmogorov transitions, and also the surface of the fractional topological insulators. So let's start with the integer Kolmogorov transition and the composite Fermilakis at the half filling. So to see if the duality is useful, I basically start to consider the trivial insulator to the integer Kolmogorov transitions. And I will show that this critical point will expand itself to a stable composite Fermilakis at the half filling under the background magnetic field. So we need to start to describe the critical point between the integer Kolmogorov effect and trivial insulators. So we'd like to consider a lattice model for these topological phase transitions. And remember that on the lattice, the Kolmogorov, the whole conductivity is given by the Chern number with the band structures, and the Chern number is integer, which can be thought as the filling for the integer Kolmogorov system. So basically, I'm looking for a model where the Chern number can be changed from 1 to 0. And we can find such a model on the scale lattice, for example. And I can write down the Hamiltonian explicitly, where the electrons can hop along x and y. And there is a single tuning parameter, which is m. And if m is positive, then the Chern number is 1, and sigma x y will be 1, and we have integer Kolmogorov effect for electron. And if m is negative, then the Chern number is 0, and that will give me the trivial insulator, the electrons. So we basically have a desired transitions between the integer Kolmogorov effect and trivial insulator at m equals 0. So what's the theory look like at m equals 0? So when m is 0, one can show that the band gap closes at k equals 0. And to extract out the low energy theory, I can tailor expand Hamiltonian near k equals 0. And that gives me the single Dirac fermion, which means the transitions between the trivial insulator and integer Kolmogorov effect is a single Dirac fermion. So what do we do next? We simply try to perform the duality, because from our experience, the duality is useful for interpreting the physics of the topological phases. So let's perform the fermion-fermion duality here. So if I perform the fermion-fermion duality here, then what you'll get is a neutral Dirac fermions coupled with some internal gauge field A, but there is no self-transient matrix. And this looks very close to the composite Fermilakis, but to get the composite Fermilakis, we need to apply the background magnetic field, which translates as the finite chemical potential. And this is just a theory of the composite Fermilakis at the half filling. Uh-huh. And this simply means
I have a question.
That, yeah.
How does this duality look like on the lattice model? Just to get a feel for this. Because in the lattice model, you
could you repeat?
Simple free fermion.
Yeah.
And now,
yeah.
What happens on the duality?
Oh.
Or lattice fermions?
Okay, so can I answer the question later?
Okay.
Because I have a Parton, yeah, because there is a Parton interpretation for the duality. So with the Parton interpretations, I can write down the Hamiltonian for the dual fermions.
Okay, very good.
On the lattice model. But I will get back to your question later. But can I go on first?
Please.
Yeah, okay. So what I simply showed you is the transition between the trivial insulator and the integer Kolmogorov effect. The critical point will expand itself to a composite Fermilakis at the half filling under the magnetic field. So this is the result to zero, and we'll proceed to the fractional Kolmogorov transitions and the composite Fermilakis. So for the fractional Kolmogorov case, I would like to show that there is a transition between the trivial insulator and the fractional Kolmogorov state. And this critical point is related to the comfort frame liquid at the filling 1-6 with some new understandings on this. So to see the physics more clearly, let's use the Parton picture for the fractional Kolmogorov effect and the transition. So remember that 1/3 state is the state with the electrons where I have one electron per three flux. And what has been noted is this state can be nicely represented by the Parton method, where I break the electron into the three fermionic partons. Each carries 1/3 of electrons charge. So let's plug these two here. Then the flux attached to the electrons are uniformly distributed among the partons. And you see that there is one flux per one parton. So the ratio between the number of parton and the flux is 1:1, meaning that each parton is in the integer Kolmogorov effect at the filling 1. And this is, I can use this picture to calculate the whole conductivity for the fractional Kolmogorov effect at the 1/3 filling, which is not a priori very clear, but I can calculate it using the whole conductivity of the integer Kolmogorov effect, where the whole conductivity for the integer filling is given by the filling times Q squared. And in this picture, I have three species of the partons. So the total Hall conductivity will be sum over the species, and each parton is at the filling 1, and each particle carries 1/3 charge. So if I use this formula, then I find the total Hall conductivity for this fractional Kolmogorov effect is sum over the 1/9, which is 1/3 as expected. This simply means that the fractional Kolmogorov effect at the 1/3 filling is the state where all the partons in the integer Kolmogorov effect. On the other hand, for the trivial insulator, which has Hall conductivity to be 0, so you can ask how to represent this state out of the partons, and we can simply represent the trivial insulator by putting all the partons into the trivial insulator, which gives me the total Hall conductivity to be 0. So the transition between them is simply the partons undergoing the integer Kolmogorov transitions. And one can ask what would be the lower end of the theory for that. But we know that the integer Kolmogorov transition is just the Dirac fermions. So the transition between the fractional Kolmogorov effect and the trivial insulator is given by the three Dirac fermions. Each is coming from the each parton. And you notice that we can now apply the duality, which is the fermion-fermion duality, and see what we'll get. So if you apply the fermion-fermion duality to these Dirac fermions, then what you'll find is there are three neutral Dirac fermions where each chi fermion is dual to the Poisson fermions, and there are some gauge fields which are the result of the duality. And the equation alone doesn't give you much information. But if you look at this equation carefully, then this is nothing but the theory for another parton, where I break the electron with the bosons and three neutral fermions, where the boson carries the electric charge, and it's at the filling 1-6, where the filling has been read off from the coefficient of the topological term. And here, the chi fermions are now at the neutral Dirac fermions. And we have three dynamical gauge fields, AJ, which glues chi fermion and B fermion to give rise to the electron. So going back to the question that I received before, so the original duality, which maps the free electron with some neutral fermions, it can be sold as the mapping of the electron to another parton ansatz where I have electron as the boson with the one neutral fermions. So, and in that case, the duality simply maps electron problem to the neutral fermions, which is part of the electron. and I can write down the Lattice Hamiltonian for that. Does it answer your question?
Partly, yeah. I would like to
see the lattice. Yeah, lattice. Yeah, I can write down the lattice Hamiltonian for that. But derivations, I can't. Yeah.
But even
so there, so boson.
The same duality, yeah. Even for nu equal to 1. My question. I mean, nu equal to 1/3 is a little more complicated. You have this Parkland construction. You should be able
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but for
nu equal to 1 itself.
Yeah. Yeah, but even for that, the fermion-fermion dualities, it's different from the boson-vortex duality, where you can do the derivations on the lattice. So fermion-fermion duality is more like the conjecture. So there is no lattice version derivation.
Okay, that's cool.
But yeah, but what I'm trying to say is you can still write down the some Hamiltonian, which captures the duality. Yeah.
Thank you. So since you were interrupted, can I ask one? So so in the parton, the first theory for parton are not three Dirac fermions, right? They are strongly coupled. Right?
They are interacting with the internal gauge field alphas.
Right, and then the original duality was between three Dirac fermion and interacting fermions, right? So
that's a nice question. So. Original duality is for the free fermions, but here I assume that it works even for even in the presence of the dynamic gauge field.
But does that follow from the original conjecture, or is it new assumption?
I think it follows from the original derivations where. So there you use the Burke. So I think it follows from the original derivations. I can explain you later. Yeah.
But
so part of the derivation relies on the. So it doesn't look at the dualities. Doesn't look at the dynamics over the series. It looks at only the anomalies and. And the quantum numbers and symmetries of the series. And in that case, it doesn't matter if you have the dynamic gauge field or the or the external gauge field, right?
So, are you saying there are some independent evidences like anomaly matchings like that?
Yeah, like that. So for example, here, I can give you the evidence for these dualities. For example, Bose's theory share the same nearby phases. So it's almost the same as the evidences for the original dualities. So let me go back to the original dualities. So here, it's the evidences for the original dualities. So which are the claims for the same set of the symmetries? I can check it for the interacting cases too. And I can check that the same set of the nearby massive phases for the interacting gauge field too. And I can check that both sides share the same gauge invariant operator. And for these interacting cases, it's hard to have explicit derivations. But for these three parts, the interacting gauge field or non-interacting gauge field, it doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah, maybe I will ask more questions later. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Okay. So we went through to here. And so basically, the duality maps one parton ansatz to the other parton ansatz. Okay, so in the original parton ansatz, I break the electron into the three fermions, but now I have one boson with the three neutral fermions, where the boson carries the electron's charge and it's at the lambda level filling 1/6. So what's interesting for this metallic state is this metallic state. If I calculate the whole conductivity, then only the boson carries the electric charge. So I can calculate the whole conductivity, which is 1/6 times 1 squared, where the 1/6 is the filling for the bosons, and the 1 is the charge of the bosons. So the whole conductivity becomes 1/6. But we know there is another metallic state which has the sigma exponent to be 1/6. That's the comfort Fermi liquid. So one can ask if there is any relationships between the comfort Fermi liquid and this metallic state. So let's recollect some information about the comfort Fermi liquid at the filling 1/6. So it's the state with the electron with the 6 arrows. And in this theory, it's natural to work with the comfort fermion theory, where I attach 6 flux quorum to the electron and define it as the comfort fermions. And following the logics of the half-field lambda level, we expect to have the comfort fermion liquid. And for this state, and for our purpose, we can write down the Parton ansatz for this state, which is the boson times fermions, where the boson carries the electric charge at the filling 1/6. And the F is the neutral fermions at the finite densities. So let's calculate the whole conductivity for this state, which is just 1/6 from the boson filling and the 1 square, which is the charge of bosons, giving rise 1/6. And so this state carries the sigma exponent to be 1/6. And this this Parton ansatz gives rise the correct wave functions for the comfort Fermi liquid. So if I compare the two states, then you notice that they are very similar, but different. So one can ask, what's the relationships between them? So what I noticed is, in this state, I have 3 neutral fermions, and in this side, I have only 1 neutral fermion, and the boson remains the same. So if there is a way that I can reduce the number of fermions by binding chi1, chi2, chi3 into a single fermion, then I can expect to get the comfort Fermi liquid out of this state. And this process is formally called as confinement, where I confine chi1, chi2, chi3 into the neutral fermion F. So to better appreciate this process, let's look at these critical states under the magnetic field. Then this point under the magnetic field satisfies these equations, where I have 3 Fermi surfaces. Each is coming from the neutral Dirac fermions at the finite chemical potential. And these neutral Dirac fermions are not free, but they are interacting each other by the gauge field A and alpha beta. And A is responsible for gluing chi1, chi2, chi3, and the bosons to give rise to electron. And alpha is responsible for gluing chi1 and chi2. And beta is responsible for gluing chi2, chi3. So one can ask how to confine. We simply proliferate the monopoles in the gauge field alpha and beta. Then if I confine gauge field alpha and beta, then chi1 and chi2 will be strictly bound, and chi2 and chi3 will be strictly bound. And after this process, I will have a single neutral fermion, which is chi1, chi2, chi3. So let's do the confinement and write down some effective theory for that. Then we'll obtain this theory where the F is sitting at the finite density because all the chi fermions at the finite densities, and 3 independent Fermi surfaces here will be bound to a single Fermi surface, coupled with the internal dynamical gauge field without any self-return symmetries. Remember that we wanted to have the comfort Fermi liquid at the filling 1/6. But this looks different from the standard hyperion rebreed theory. So actually, our theory is more close to the recently conjectured descriptions for the comfort Fermi liquid, where I have a neutral Fermi surface interacting with the internal dynamical gauge field without the self transmitters. And this means that using the duality and the confinement, we showed that the transitions between the fractional Kolmogorov effect and trivial insulators can be related with the comfort frame liquid with the derivations of the conjectured descriptions. And we also have the coupled wire model for this process, but because of the lack of time, I think I will not have time to explain this. So this can be further generalized other composite frame liquid by considering the transitions from the fractional Kolmogorov effect at the filling 1 over 2p plus 1 and the trivial insulator, which will give me the composite frame liquid at the filling 1 over 2, 2p plus 1 with the conjectured filter series descriptions. So this is the result 1, and I will move to the second part, which is the relationships between the different descriptions of the fractional Kolmogorov transition.
So,
and for this,
can I?
Yeah.
Can I interrupt?
So. Yeah.
So I think in the presence of the foam surface of these particles.
Yeah.
The monopoles have infinite scaling dimensions, right? So. So they are perturbatively irrelevant. So.
But that's when you start with the Fermi liquid states and turn on the monopole strength, right? But when I have a large enough monopole strength, we are not sure if the Fermi liquid is stable state at all. Start with, right?
But
yeah.
But
here, that's the assumptions. Yeah.
Your goal is to explain there's a. The critical point is described by this theory, but in general, you can have a stable metallic state, I imagine.
Yeah, that's right. So I will have some stable metallic phase here too. Yeah, that's the new state at the filling 1-6 that we can propose.
I guess my question is, why don't you expect a stable metallic phase instead of a critical point?
So we have a critical points, but I turned on the magnetic field to get to the metallic states, and then I turn on the monopole strength large enough, and that's because for the comfort frame liquid, it's natural to have the finite densities.
So
you're
saying if you tune some additional parameters, then maybe the critical point open up into some stable metallic phase instead.
Yes. So that's why I draw the arrows in the both directions. So there are a lot of assumptions going on. That's why I have a coupled wire models for these two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. So here I draw the arrows in both directions, meaning that there is a stable metallic phase here too.
Okay.
Does it answer to your question? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we now move to the relationships between the different descriptions of the fractional Kolmogorov transition. So the different descriptions, I mean the parton descriptions and the composite particle series. And before getting to the descriptions for the fractional Kolmogorov transitions, let's talk about how they describe the fractional Kolmogorov states itself, okay? So let's start with the composite boson theory. So remember that 1/3 state, I have 1 electron per 3 arrows. And what composite boson theory does for you is to attach 3 flux columns to the electron and redefine it as the composite boson. And after the flux attachment, you see that the boson doesn't see any background magnetic field and is at the finite density. And the bosons in the background, in the absence of the background magnetic field, will condense, meaning that the fractional Kolmogorov effect for electron is described as the superfluid or superconductor over the composite boson. So So let's look at how the composite fermion theory describes the one-third state. So here, what I do is I attach two flux quorum to the electron and redefine it as the composite fermion. Then after the flux attachment, we see that there is one fermion per flux, meaning that the fractional quorum effect of the electron is the integer quorum effect of the composite fermion. So we see that there are three descriptions for the fractional quorum effect, where in the composite boson approaches, fractional quorum effect is represented as the superfluid, and in the composite fermion theory, the fractional quorum effect is represented as integer quorum effect of the composite fermion. And in the parton approaches, the fractional quorum effect is represented as three copies of the integer quorum effect. And you see that these are look completely different at their face values. But what's surprising is all these descriptions give rise to the same state of matter and same effective field theory. So there is a remarkable equivalence between these three descriptions of the fractional quorum effect. And the key ingredient in the equivalence of these descriptions is actually the gap to the excitations in the fractional quorum state. But remember that we are concerned about the transitions out of the fractional quorum state to the trivial insulator, where the excitation gap collapses to zero. So in this point, it's not a priori clear if all descriptions are equivalent. Furthermore, if I look at the composite boson approaches, then the transition between the trivial insulator and the fractional quorum effect is described as a superconductor multi-insulator transition, because the trivial insulator of electron is described as multi-insulator of boson. On the other hand, in the composite fermion approaches, the trivial insulator of electron is represented as a trivial band insulator of the composite fermions, meaning that the transitions between the fractional quorum effect and the trivial insulator is given by the topological band inversion transition, which is the Dirac fermions. So you see that these two theories look completely different. And based on these observations, previously, it has been expected that the composite fermion theory and composite boson theories are different, and they belong to different universality class for the transition. However, let's revisit this problem with the help of the duality. Then what I can show is, first, the composite boson theory is different from the parton critical point, and this can be easily deduced by simply counting the number of the massless matter field. So here I have three massless matter field, and here I have only one. And I can further show that these two points have different symmetries, so they cannot be the same. But if I use the fermion boson dualities, which is another kind of duality, then what I can show is the composite boson theory is actually dual to the composite fermion theory. This means that the composite fermion theory and composite boson theory belong to the same universality in the contrast to the previous expectations. And this resolves the—
What happens to the topology?
At the transitions?
No, in the superconductor analogy, both sides, the normal state and superconducting states, they have no normal
state. Oh, okay. Yeah, so they are carried by the Chern-Simon terms, which attach the fluxes to the electrons. So superconductor and multi-insulators, they do not know about the topologies, but there is a expert terms which attaches the flux to the electrons, and that carries the topologies.
So does it mean the topology is just redundant because
in these descriptions, can I answer first? So even though I said it's a superconductor multi-insulator transitions, but the Chern-Simon terms does give rise some strange behavior here. So it's almost like 3DXY model, but it's a different universality. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not
the topology is not
so
it's not irrelevant. Problem. Yeah. Yes, right. Yeah. So that's a good question, yeah. But for the purpose of explanation, I simply said superconductor multi-insular transitions, but it's not. Yeah. There is a transignment terms coupled to the gapless metal field. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So combining the result 1 and 2, I have shown the relationships between the comfortable family kit, trivial insulator, and fractional chromal states at the one-third filling, as well as the relationships between different critical series. So with the help of the dualities, we explain the relationships between different states and different series. But what will be more interesting is to construct the new topological phases matter. And for that purpose, we visit the surface of the fractional topological insulators. So the question is, can you find the new topological state with the help of the duality? And I visited this problem, and basically, the surface of a fractional topological insulator is the time reversal symmetric version of the transitions between the fractional chromal effects and the trivial insulator. The reason is, for the fractional topological insulator, I break the electron into 3 copies of the fermionic partons, which is in the topological band insulator. And on the surface, I have 3 Dirac fermions, and this is the same as this series. And though I cannot go through all the details, the point is, with the help of the duality, we have successfully constructed the symmetric gapped surface state for this fractional topological insulator. And if I have time at the end of the talk, I will show the details of this surface state. But let me go on first to show you the landscape of the topological phases near the fractional chromal effect due to 1/3. So we looked at the landscape through the telescope, which is the duality. And what we found is there are like trivial insulators, and there are 2 passes between them. One is the composite particle theory, and the other is the parton ansatz. And near there, we have a composite fermion kit, and its time reversal symmetric version is basically the surface of the fractional topological insulator living in the sky, basically. And we have constructed the gapped symmetric surface state for it. So in conclusion, with the help of the duality, I have derived the conjectured phase theory of the composite fermion kit at the Newton 1.6. And I have shown that the composite fermion kit at the Newton 1.6 is proximate to the parton chromal transitions. And I have shown the equivalence between the composite boson and fermion series, which have been the long-standing problems. And I have constructed the noble symmetric gapped surface state for the fractional topological insulators. So this is the end of the first part. So if you have questions for the first part, I would like to take it first before I go to my future research direction.
I have a question about the first part. See,
mm-hmm.
Your claim that when you go from integer Hall state to trivial
yeah.
insulator, the critical point
mm-hmm.
is a composite Fermi liquid. How do you
under the magnetic field? Yes.
How do you motivate it physically? Because on the one side I have very
mm-hmm.
localized states, and on the other side I have the quantum Hall state. And how do I get a
yeah.
Fermi surface? In between, is there any physical motivation
okay.
that you can think of?
Yeah, so I have a physical picture.
Mm-hmm.
So the transition was Dirac fermion, right?
No, without using the name Dirac.
That's electron.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dirac fermion, right? And the, under the magnetic field, they are going to form the Landau levels, right?
For example, I was thinking along the following line. Suppose I start
mm-hmm.
in an integer quantum Hall state, and then start
yeah.
disordering, then what I will get will be, originally I had a red state, which was running around the sample. Now I will have hundreds
yeah.
of red states. So they are gapless fermions. So some they hold hands and give you a friendly surface at the critical point. So is it
okay? That's a very nice comment. So let's say I have transitions from nuclear 1 to nuclear 0. That's like the transitions between the nuclear 1 and nuclear 0. And it's like the edges are tunneling into the burp, right? So I have an integer Kolmogorov effect, but what's really happening is more like the percolation process where I have like staggering the edges in the middle.
So that's the answer.
And then,
okay, very good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then if you solve the problem, then actually it gives rise to Dirac fermion. Mm-hmm. And if you perform the duality there, then you can derive the composite fermion liquid theory. I can show you the detail, but it has been done in the
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
So actually,
but that was a nice question. Yeah. Thanks for the question. Yeah.
So I have a follow-up question about the use of the fermion duality to map this parton theory into another dual theory. So so my understanding is that this fermion duality is not a microscopic duality, but it's a duality between two IR limits, right? So there's a free form.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And of course, the IR remains free. And then there is a gauged Dirac theory whose UV is a free theory, but in the IR, it goes to some strong injecting theory. And here, the duality works only in the IR sectors, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And now you apply this duality to the theory for parton.
Interacting series. Yes.
Theory of parton, which are already subject to strong interactions in the UV, right?
Yeah.
Because of the gauge field.
Gauge field. Yes.
And then I guess. You first ignore the gauge fluctuation and then map the free parton theory into the dual theory and then couple the diameter gauge field in the same way that the diameter gauge field was coupled to the parton. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in principle, this may not work, right? Because.
That's right, yes. So that's why I said there are evidences for the dualities for the parton ansatz, which is the same evidences that the fermion duality for the free Dirac fermion case.
In other words, this new duality does not follow from the original fermion duality. Is that correct? I just want to understand whether this is a duality that logically follows from the known, the conceptual fermion duality, or is it a new type of duality?
I think there are some subtle things going on when I generalize to the parton series. But I can't answer right now. But the point is, in this applications to the parton cases, I have enough evidences as enough as like the fermion duality case. But I think I need to think about when I generalize to the interacting cases.
Okay. So
I don't have a good answer right now. But the point is, even if I apply like the free fermion case, it gives rise to the same evidences, same amount of evidences for the free fermion interacting Dirac fermion dualities.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So can I go on?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So, by the way, so all the results can be generalized to other composite family kits at the other fillings too. So, let me talk about the future research directions now. So, the disclaimer before getting into the details is that I'm generally interested in the condensed matter systems where the topology and the strong correlations play important role. And I have a very specific interest, which I will explain below. The first one is to explore the consequences of the duality in the condensed matter systems. And we saw that the duality provides a new way to study the strongly correlated states of matter. And in this line of the studies, topological phase transitions will continue to be interesting. And dualities are ready-made theories for the topological phase transitions. And in the main part of the talk, I considered the simplest duality for the simplest topological phase transitions, but there are other versions of the dualities which involves non-abelian gauge field. And this may be relevant for the non-abelian fractional chromal transitions. For example, there was a topological phase transitions observed in the experiment between the gapped, which is presumably paired state at the 5.5 to a compressible comfort family kit. And for these phase transitions, these non-abelian dualities may be relevant. And the other directions that emerges from the duality is the physics of the comfort family kit. And now we have seen that there are new theories for the comfort family kit. This means we need to revisit the problems or the problems of the pairings, nematic distortions, and the role of the disorders for the comfort family kit with the new perspective of the new theories. And in this line of the research, the geometric responses are interesting, where the geometric responses are the response to the background curvature and shear deformations, and they are represented by Hoare viscosity and Wenzi terms in the field theory languages. And I have worked out the geometric responses for the fractional chromal effect in the series of papers. And I would like to generalize these to the composite family kit case, which are hotly debated by now. And the another big directions that I'm pursuing is the anomaly in the condensed matter systems, where the anomaly means the breakdown of the classical symmetries or expectations at the quantum level. And we know that anomaly has been playing a crucial role in understanding physics of the topological phase. And from the previous studies, from my previous studies, as well as other papers, we know that symmetry-enforced gapless boundary of the topological phases is anomalous. And I'd like to extend these to other systems with the symmetry-enforced gapless spectrums, because there are many other systems where the spectrum is gapless because of the symmetries beyond the boundary of the topological insulators. For example, we have one-dimensional chains with the fractional fillings or three-dimensional diaphragms or bisymmetry. And we can ask if they are anomalous in any fashion, and this will be relevant for the stability of the semi-models where the regime, the correlation is strong. For example, I can take the Dirac semi-model in the diamond lattice, where I have a Dirac points and three X points in the momentum space. And at the lower energies, we have emergent SU3 symmetries, which we know anomalous and which forces the system to be gapless for whatever the interaction strength we have. But in the reality, only the discrete subgroups of the SU3 symmetry survives, which is the crystalline symmetries. And with these discrete symmetries, one can ask if the system needs to be gapless or trivially gapped or gapped, but with the topological degeneracy. And actually, these possibilities are coming from the Hastings, Oshkosh, Liebe, Church, Matisse theorems. And so it might be interesting to reveal the relationships between the anomalies and various LSM theorems, which concern about the existence of the trivial gap state, meaning the anomaly-free state. And there are other directions which I'm interested in, which are the physics of the topological materials and the entanglement. For example, I am interested in searching for the emergent many-body phenomena in the topological systems. Previously, I have shown that the topologies may lead to the noble quorum critical behavior in the topological semi-metals, and I would like to pursue this line of research in the future. And I also am interested in the realization of the topological phases in the strongly correlated systems, as well as the entanglement, which is the unique tool to study the topological phases and the conformal phase series, where I have studied the entanglement spectrums of the one-dimensional gap spectrums and the emergent geometries out of the CMERA and sublating terms to the LRL. So this is the end of the talk. So thanks for your attention. And if you have questions, I'd like to take them. So can I get back to Song-sik's question, actually?
Oh, yeah.
About the, yeah. So I think there we need more assumptions that there is only one IR fixed point, even in the presence of the like dynamical gauge field, et cetera. So it's not a priori very clear if the fermion-fermion duality directly generalized the Parton case. But for my studies, I have enough evidences that the duality works okay. And I can even use the non-abelian bosonizations to show the dualities too. So yeah. So for my case, I think I'm fine. But if I want to generalize to other cases, I think I need to be very careful. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? I guess there are no more questions, so let's thank the young people again.